Platform stood at the lead. Captain Benedict Hathaway, if Rosalie was to hazard a guess, especially given his remarkable resemblance to the man beside him, Mr. Chauncey Hathaway. Though Mr. Hathaway was hardly worthy of note, handsome but a second son with no prospects, Captain Hathaway caused a stir, more so than the man who followed, Lord Budgie, rich for certain, but such a knobcock, hardly anyone of note considered him eligible. Then came the last fellow, and to Rosalie's credit, she kept from groaning out loud. For the last arrival was none other than Bradwell Garrick, the 17th Baron Rimswell, her other nemesis. And not because he was a traitor. No, far from it. If there was anyone in London who could unmask her, it was her old childhood friend, Brodie. What the devil was he doing here? Not that he didn't belong. Elevated to his brother's title 2 years earlier, he was considered quite the eligible party. Worse, he'd grown into a handsome devil. Dark hair that gave him the look of a poet, while his reputation for being a bruiser at gentlemen gyms and his penchant for hard riding could all be seen in the lean lines of his tall, athletic build. All around them, there were more than a few feminine sighs as he entered the room, including the one that Rosalie managed to keep tightly bound inside her heart. That he sent this racing desire through her every time she saw him, every time they had to be in the same room, was exactly why she avoided him. Nor could she do much more than cross her fingers as he made his usual sweeping search of the room, his gaze pausing on her for that slightly too long second, offering her the slightest of nods, a poor homage to how close they had been growing up. As his gaze continued on, she did sigh, which, of course, Maria noticed.
"Might be time to tell him."
Rosalie shook her head, her reply rushing out.
"No."
For Brodie wasn't just a handsome, eligible party, he was also an agent for the Home Office, although that was not well known. But Rosalie knew, as did Maria, for they'd made it their business to determine who could be trusted and who might interfere with their plans. With Lady Essex having moved off to have a good cose with one of her friends, Maria leaned closer to avoid being overheard.
"This is all becoming too dangerous."
Rosalie agreed, but she wasn't about to admit as much.
"You sound as stodgy as Lord Howard's. Perhaps you should heed his advice," Maria told her, "for once."
Rosalie ignored her, much as she ignored Lord Howard's. Not that Maria was done. Good heavens, her friend had worked for Lady Essex for far too long. She was starting to sound like the persistent old girl.
"Ask for his help."
"He won't." Rosalie turned to her. "The first thing he'll do is to tell me to stop, immediately. Then he'll lecture me as to the impropriety of it all. And then, I imagine, he'll tell me I don't know what I'm doing." Maria, on the other hand, did not share that opinion.
"He'll surprise you."
"I doubt it." Shaking off her own misgivings, Rosalie continued in a different vein.
"Abigail will be off tonight. She'll no longer be in danger. We'll have everything she's gathered and have a full report to Howard's before the end of the week. And then..."
A matron came by, slanting a glance at the two, and the pair smiled back. Only after she was well out of earshot did Rosalie continue.
"And then Asteria will quietly retire."
"Yes, of course she will," Maria said, sounding anything but convinced.
"I will."
Rosalie straightened and smiled, for here was Lady Essex glancing over at them. Asteria. Oh, what a ridiculous nickname those fools in the Home Office had come up with for the mysterious lady who'd often been spotted with some of London's less polite denizens. Oh, how she'd like to tell them, one and all, that she was certainly no goddess, and definitely not immortal. Still, better a fool's moniker than having one of them actually discover her true identity, like Brodie. She'd eluded him more times than she could count, and he'd nearly caught her twice. Nearly. But more disarming was the very notion that he'd never once recognised her. Her, Rosalie Stratton. Yes, it was entirely contradictory that she didn't want him to know what she was doing. But oh, good heavens, she'd like to take him by both shoulders and shake him until his teeth rattled.
"How can you not see me?"
No. Instead, he found Asteria entirely fascinating.